Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We're going to catch up with one of the all-time greats and legends who's making his way to the studio right now. In Ice Cube, guys, who's in town for the Big Three, and he's doing a variety of other things, hanging out with Dukes and Bell. What's going on, Cube?
Hey, what's happening with you?
Man,
hey.
We're good to see you. Glad you made it, man. I know with those, the weather slowed you down a little bit, huh?
Traffic is crazy, man.
It's L.A.-like.
I mean, this is on a whole nother level right here, but I'm used to it, so, you know, I'm good.
Well, brother, it's good to see you. Congratulations on this Big Three, man.
Thank you.
And by the way, we got to promote it right off the top because, guys, if you're not familiar, mm-hmm. we've been giving away tickets.
Cool,
Infinite
cool.
Energy Arena.
Yes, sir.
Is going down. But and if you don't have tickets, you get your tickets. Go check out the Big Three this weekend. It's tomorrow. Let me ask you this, though, man. How did this whole thing come about? Because when we first heard Big Three, Ice Cube, what?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big, you know, I've been playing 3-on-3 all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us have. Anybody who's played basketball through the years have gotten down on 3-on-3. Most of the time, more 3-on-3 than 5-on-5. So I always wondered, like, why hasn't it been elevated to the pro level? And so that kind of stayed dormant in my head for a while. And then Kobe scored 60 points in his last game. And we can't see him play no more. And that's where the two ideas kind of intersected. You know, the idea of taking 3-on-3 to the professional level, but also having a place where we can see former NBA players who still got, you know, game, who still got juice in the tank. Just because you're not on the NBA roster, that don't make you not a baller.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, yo, this is a great idea. And me and my manager partner at the time, Jeff Quantnitz, we started to brainstorm and figure out the structure of this league and what it looks like and what's the most appealing and what can we do to the rules to make 3-on-3, you know, better and right. more professional. And so that was how it started.
It's actor, musician, and impresario. Ice Cube with us live in
yay,
studio,
yay.
Man.
I've never been called an impresario, so that, thank you.
I got that going for thank me. You. But no, and also the fact that, you know, there's a bit of the street thing or the just you and your gym with your boys, there's some trash talking, there's big personalities
yes,
and big names in the Big Three.
Yeah, you know, we decided to allow trash talking and hand checking. The trash talking was really because, you know, that's what we grew up in. You know, we grew up in a trash talking era where you could dunk on somebody. And I remember it's this famous Sean Kemp dunk where he just points with two hands at the guy after he dunks. And like, that was great. You know what I'm saying? I think it went too far in the 90s. I think, you know, the Miami Hurricanes were like, they took trash talking to the 10th degree. And I think, you know, people started to frown on him more and more and more. But that made our athletes turn into robots.
Right.
And they hold in all this emotion, and they don't get a chance to let it out. And then they have this outburst at a reporter, or they have this outburst, and you like, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, damn, he done played 42 games as a zombie, and now it didn't go right, and you ask him a question, and he blows up. So we wanted a game where people can be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Somebody trash-talking you, it'll make you play harder than your mama cheering for you, really, to
you
be honest.
You don't want to get showed up.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what? He said, oh, it's going to make you play harder. So we wanted that. We wanted our league to be fun. Hand-checking. You know, when you get older, the lateral movement is one of the first things to go. And we want a good defense in our league. So we want guys to be able to stay in front of guys. And, you know, using your hand is a great way to do it. So it's the kind of basketball I grew up on.
Ice Cube in studio here with Dukes and Bell. You guys hear the voice. Brother, I just looked at the tweet that you put out. and Mike and I were talking about this yesterday, 30 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Since Straight Outta Compton came out. And I was like, what was I doing? And I'm thinking back, man, I'm 16. But you guys are blowing my mind because we're like, what are we listening to? What is this?
Yeah.
But it took me back. And I said, to be relevant, because real talk, you've been relevant for 30 years. Since that, the release, ever since then, you found a way to kind of, you know, evolve and continue to be somebody in the entertainment business. But what did that take you back to when you realized 30 years ago that was the date?
First of all, I couldn't believe it was 30 years that all that time has went by. I said, in 30 years, you know, I went from being a G to a triple OG, so... So, you know, it's been a great ride. You know, I couldn't have scripted it better than it's been. You know, if you'd have asked me 30 years ago, like, all right, here's a piece of paper. Write out what you want your career to be, man. Mm-hmm. And I would have shortchanged myself. You know, I wouldn't have definitely put all the things that I've actually been able to do on that paper. So I feel blessed and fortunate that – we've been around this long, you know. I mean, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? How many people can say that in the world?
Congratulations, by the way.
And, you know, it's just been a storybook career in a way, you know, without a ceiling. And I feel like I still have room to grow and places to go and things to do.
It's Ice Cube with us, guys. The Big Three in Gwinnett coming up on Friday. Your tickets, by the way, doors open at 6. They'll tip at 7. Bunch of games in action. And one of the things, Ice, we were talking about earlier today before knowing you'd be in here, the movie comes out, and your son is playing you.
Yes.
And so we were joking. I said, I got to ask Ice Cube, do you give your son notes, or he should know how to play you by growing up with you?
He should know. You know what I mean? He's been there his whole life on me, checking me out, touring with me. We took him on the Up and Smoke tour. I think that messed up his life. he was an innocent young man before that tour. So, you know, but of course I gave him the pointers, not really what to do, but what I was thinking. You know, sometimes that's all you need is like, what did I think about Dre and Easy and Yella in this situation? What did I think about Jerry Heller in this situation? What did I think about the FBI, the LAPD? And just give him that kind of, you know, thought process and then let him go do his thing. And, you know, I believe that it would project, you know, really what he needed to do without being a mimic of me, you know. So, man, he did a great job. I knew he was the best guy for the job. You know, even though he's my son, I knew, like, nobody would be able to be as on point as him. And when we looked at all the audition tapes from the other guys that was trying to audition, he was actually the best guy for the job, period.
He played it well. There's no doubt. And you're absolutely right. It was like, I was watching you, you know, for a minute. I'm like,
that's what it's all about.
He's playing Cube. It's Ice Cube in studio with this guy's Big Three going on this weekend. Now, you're here in Atlanta a lot, man, with the movies and stuff. But Kevin Hart was on the show a while back.
Kevin, man.
What's up?
Look, it's a warrant out for Kevin Hart's arrest, I think. I think it's, you know, if it's not a warrant, then I want to file a complaint.
He came on and was talking about all the stuff you guys had done here in the ATL. Real quick, though, obviously, and there are people who don't know this after all this time, but you wrote Friday.
Yes.
And it's one of the all-time classics. And, you know, in the movie, actually, your son, there's a part in that movie where he's writing the movie, and people are like, Cube wrote that? So you wrote the movie, and then obviously you had the great success following it up with that, and everybody always asks, what are you going to do next with that? But how hard was that? Because that was something completely different than what you were doing at the time. I mean, you're immersed in hip-hop and rap and what you guys are doing, and you're like, I'm going to do this movie.
It was hard, but it was fun. And, you know, Friday is actually the third script that I had attempted. The first two were pretty whack. So that's why you ain't never heard of them. But Friday was the third one. So I knew what to do and how to get into a writing groove and how to write a script. I just wanted to write a good one now, you know. And so, you know, it was fun hard. You know, it was like, you know, fun because we were like tapping into new territory that usually, you know, comedy of that nature wasn't really around everywhere. Right. So we knew we were niche and we would have something that all the cool people would like. And so it was hard, but it was fun. It took about 3 months to get that script tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More fun to make a record, more fun to make a movie. Each have its delays and its production hassles.
It's actually more fun to make a record because, you know, you're going off of feeling, you're going off of vibe, you're going off of gut, you hanging out, you know what I mean? You know, little drinking, a little smoking, a little hanging, a little, and you know, and you being creative. With a movie, it's standard, it's structured, it's written out, it's all mapped out and planned out before you even shoot. You know, you got to do all this planning and prepping and getting ready to shoot. So it's a whole different vibe. You know, it's really like actually, you know, 9 to 5, you know, get in there and, you know, get it shot and we'll see you tomorrow and we're going to shoot some more. And it's 12-hour days. And so it can get rough.
When you come back to the A, man, we want you to come in. We could talk all day with Ice Cube, guys. Obviously, you know, the Raiders moving. Right. There's all kind of sports-related things. Cube has always been opinionated. He loves sports. You see him at Laker games. Obviously, LeBron's now a Laker.
Yes.
So, I mean, we want to get into all of that with you, and I know your time is limited today. So.
Yeah, man, I've been on Peachtree for hours.
That's our world. Hey, man, it's a big thrill. We're glad we got you for what
we got
you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for pumping up the games, man. You know, it's great. Big Three is a great event. 4 games for the price of 1. Can't beat it with a stick. And come check us out, man. Come have fun with your boy Ice Cube.
No doubt. Ice Cube in the ATL. Next time you come through.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be back.
Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.